Harlan has seen continuous success early this season, as the girls' basketball team is now 7-0. This is a team that works together cohesively and counts on one another to properly run the hardwood. Head coach Zach Klassen has seen great ball movement among the team, which has not only led to more points on the board, but forced teams into tough defensive situations.
I think just the fact that the ball's moving and a lot of different people are scoring the basketball is been a lot of our success. It's just, you know, when you get multiple people out there putting the ball through the hoop, it's hard just to key on one person and stop it, watch the team struggle offensively. So I think, right, I really think if that ball keeps moving and we can continue to shoot well from the arc, it's just hard to defend.
Both Aubrey Schwiesel and Erica Russ have been two major catalysts this year. Schwiesel leads the team in points per game, as she has averaged 15.4 points and 4.7 rebounds per game this season, while Russ leads in rebounds while averaging 14.4 points and 9.6 rebounds per game. These two are not only leading the team statistically, but also leading with their actions on and off the floor.
Very good leaders. I think they spend a lot of time playing in the summer as well. So, I mean, they're playing more than just during the season. I think that helps develop you, and plus play in a different system and with some different players, and maybe work on some things that you don't necessarily get to work on during the season, just in the system that we're playing. So I think it makes you a better, well-rounded basketball player if you can get in on those AAU teams in the summertime. Plus, you just those reps make you so much better. And I think, right, you know, these two spend a lot of time after practice getting shots up and things like that, and obviously they're reaping the rewards right now.
Harlan currently averages 42.4% from the field, while also shooting 34% from the perimeter. That percentage is in part to the success that Schwiesel and Russ bring to the floor, but also to the team chemistry and how they aren't afraid to share and shoot the basketball.
Yeah, I think, the kids are making that extra pass. So it's not just pass around the arc and shoot the first three that you see. I think it's been a lot of the ball goes in and comes back out, and you're all squared up to the hoop, or it's a penetrate by another guard and kick out. So I think that has helped our three-point percentages. I think last year we settled for some quick threes on quite a few possessions, at least three, four times a game. And this year I think we've done a better job of being more selective on the shots we take.
The Cyclones come into this week ranked number 6 in Class 3A by the IGHSAU. This is more than important to determining who goes to the tournament, as the Cyclones can determine where they will land at the end of the season. If Harlan continues to play the way they have in their first 7 games of the season, they may find their name at the top of the rankings come February.
You know, I think, especially in the girls' side of basketball, that ranking is pretty important come when they do the seeding for the postseason tournament. They try to make sure they get the best 8 teams, or what they believe to be the best 8 teams in the state tournament. So I think the girls union does a really good job of that. They spend a lot of time making sure the rankings are pretty accurate, and then they try to spread you out when it comes tournament time. And so the rankings are very important, I think, when it comes to the girls side of things, maybe a little bit more than the boys. So we want to make sure we keep in that top 8 and just take care of business and win basketball games, so we can make sure we're in that top 8 come tournament time.
Harlan takes on Clarinda today at home for their last home game before winter break. The Cyclones have won all 18 matchups between the two schools, and Harlan is not looking to change things anytime soon.
One thing that we really got to do is we got to limit their penetration. I think they're doing a pretty good job of kind of like what we like to talk about, penetrate and kick out and try to get those open threes. And she gets to the free throw line a little bit. She's a heck of a penetrator. They got those three guards are really pretty quick. So we got to stay in front of them, make sure we're not just sticking a hand out to help. We're stepping in and cutting off that penetration. And, if they're going to beat us, we got to make sure that they're going to beat us from the three and not give up layups and free throws.
The Cyclones host the Cardinals today in a doubleheader, with the girls' game at 6 p.m., with the boys following after. KSLM 96.5 will be live with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West in the call, with the girls' pregame show starting at 5:40 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.